Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. Storytelling is an important part of developing effective sermons. A wise pastor draws on resources that God has provided through the members of a pastor's congregation. In today's podcast, we will present the third of four dramas that tell the story of the life of Hezekiah from the book of Isaiah. As you listen, think of ways you might use the talents and gifts of the members of your congregation to incorporate such a dramatic presentation into your worship service. David, let me turn our Sermon Coach microphone over to you.
Our next segment is based on Isaiah chapters 36 and 37. Powerful Assyria, recent conqueror of the northern kingdom of Israel, is again on the move. This time the target is Jerusalem.
King Hezekiah.
Yes, Eliakim.
The king of Assyria has sent an army to Jerusalem with three of his chief officers.
Oh, no.
Can we buy them off?
We have paid them all the silver we have, and it didn't seem to work, Hilkiah. They want the city.
My messengers tell me the Assyrian officers are calling for a conference.
What is there to confer about? They want to crush us. We want to live.
It will buy us some time.
You're right. Eliakim, go out to meet them. Take Shebna and Joah with you.
My son, Joah?
Relax, Asaph. He'll be as safe as any of the rest of us. Hilkiah, go summon the officers of our army to the city gate square. I'd like to speak with them. Asaph, come with me and help me think straight.
Yes, King.
Those Assyrians are so sly. Demoralizing us like this, they'll hardly have to shoot an arrow.
We have a strong city. We have a strong city. Jehovah.
What's that?
What, sir?
That song.
Oh, that. That's just a little song Isaiah made up. He and I taught it to some children of the palace.
That the righteous ones may enter its wall. You will keep in perfect peace. You will keep in perfect peace. The one who trusts in you. The one who trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. Trust in the Lord forever. For who is the rock eternal? For who is the rock eternal? The Lord!
Find Isaiah for me, Asaph. I'd like to see him after I address the officers.
Well, what are we going to do now, King Hezekiah?
Is there any way we can defeat this army?
Yes. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid of the Assyrian king and his army. For there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of the flesh. But with us is the Lord our God. He will help us and fight our battles.
Eliakim and the others have met the Assyrians.
What are they saying?
Let me hear.
Greetings, my Jewish friends. It's good to see you. How nice of you to dress up in such finery. What appropriate attire for an interview with the representatives of Sennacherib, conqueror of half the world.
Do you have a message for King Hezekiah?
Sennacherib, great king of Assyria, says this to Hezekiah. How can you rebel against me? Who are you counting on? Egypt? Ha! That splintered reed is like a jagged staff that wounds the hand that leans on it. Come now, let's bargain. I'll give you 2,000 horses, if you have enough riders for them. You're depending on Egypt for horses. Why not depend on Assyria? Jehovah himself told me to march against your country and destroy it.
Honored Assyrian guest, we request that you speak to us in Aramaic, since we understand that. Don't speak any more Hebrew. The people along the wall can hear every word you say.
Was it only to your master and you that I was sent to say these things? No! Let the people on the wall hear. They're the ones who will suffer if you refuse to submit. hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the great king of Assyria says. Make peace with me. Come out to me. Then you will all eat and drink freely until I take you to a new land, a land of grain and new wine, bread and vineyards. Hezekiah says, the Lord will save us. But come now, has the God of any nation ever delivered his land from the king of Assyria? Wait! Come back! I did not dismiss you. You will be sorry.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a lamb before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
I will crush the Assyrian in my land. On my mountains I will trample him down. His yoke will be taken from my people, and his burden removed from their shoulders.
How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations.
You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God.
But now you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit.
King Hezekiah, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard, those blasphemies of those Assyrian underlings. Listen, I will put a spirit in the king of Assyria so that when he hears a certain report, he will return to his own country. And there I will have him cut down with the sword.
King Hezekiah? King Hezekiah?
What is it, Eliakim?
We have just received a message from Sennacherib, king of Assyria.
Proceed to the message.
He says, do not let your God deceive you by saying that Jerusalem will be saved. You know my reputation, how I have crushed every nation that opposed me. Did their God save them? Where are they now? That is the message.
Thank you, Eliakim. Keep an eye on that Assyrian camp. I want to know the moment they move. Asaph, if you'll excuse me, I'd like some time to consider this matter alone.
Yes, King.
And could you summon Isaiah to meet me in the temple in 1 hour?
Certainly, sir.
These are the doors I opened. The beautiful gate. The temple. This is where Isaiah saw the Lord. Why can't I see him? I want to see his glory. Lord, this isn't easy for me. I want to march out against the Assyrian in full force with flags flying. I want to strike a treaty with Egypt and map out a strategy to take the Assyrians by surprise. It's not easy to sit here and wait for you, Lord God. I'm sorry. This blasphemous letter from the Assyrian king defiles me as I hold it in my hand. May it burn up in your righteous gaze as I spread it before you. Oh, Lord Almighty, King of glory, enthroned between the angels, God over all the earth. Don't you see? Can't you hear these insults from Sennacherib? Don't his words make you angry? It's true that he has conquered dozens of nations and their gods didn't save them. But they weren't real gods. Just wood and stone fashioned by human hands. You alone are God. You alone. Use me, Lord. Send me to teach the Assyrian his lesson, to vent your righteous wrath. I put my trust in you, Lord. I await your orders.
Hezekiah.
Here am I.
The Lord says to Sennacherib, because you rage against me, because your insolence has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth. I will make you go back the way you came. Hezekiah.
Here am I.
The Lord tells you, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root and bear fruit.
A remnant?
Out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will do this. The Lord says this about the king of Assyria. He will not enter the city nor shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with a shield or build a siege ramp against it. I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant.
This is too close, Nathan.
Don't chicken out on me now. You know the orders Eliakim gave us, straight from the top. Keep an eye on the Assyrian camp at Lachish. Let us know the moment they move.
Nathan,
look, shh. It's the Assyrian camp.
There must be hundreds of tents there.
Thousands. They go on forever.
I never dreamed there were so many of them. There's no way Jerusalem could withstand an attack by an army that size.
Now, don't talk like that. The Lord has twice as many in his army.
That's right. And they can fly, too.
Shh. There's something wrong.
There is? Let's go.
No. Be still. Look.
What? I don't see anything. Nothing's going on.
That's just it. At this hour, they should be up and around.
Maybe they had a party last night.
These are Assyrians, Azer. Their idea of a party is doing extra marching drills. Wait. See that man there?
He's sleeping. Let's leave before we wake him.
No, I think he's dead. Let's move closer.
There's another one.
He's dead, too. Look at them all.
This is a regular cemetery out here.
What could have happened here?
Have mercy!
Did you hear something?
Look, there's a man coming toward us.
What's he saying?
Don't hurt me. Please, spare me.
I don't understand him.
The survivors have all gone off without me. I am alone. Don't kill me.
Do you know who that is, Azer?
Who?
This is that loud fellow who talked with Eliakim out by the aqueduct.
Let's go. We ought to tell Eliakim.
You're right. But just a moment. Hey, you.
Have mercy.
We won't hurt you. But I want you to know something. The Lord did this. Not Egypt. Not even Hezekiah, the Lord. Ask him for mercy.
A dramatic deliverance, orchestrated by God on behalf of servants who determined to put their trust in him.
Thank you, David, for sharing this dramatic presentation with our SermonCoach.com podcast listeners. As we continue through this series on the book of Isaiah in future podcasts, we hope that this series will spark some creative ideas of your own. As always, we thank you for joining us for this time together. You found this SermonCoach.com podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.